It's us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Carly.
And we are here to talk about
all of our thoughts and all of our feelings.
All the things.
Since you asked.
You did ask because you pressed play. And that's where we're at.
It's true. Right, we're just putting it out there.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. We didn't even talk about the name of this podcast, so I can't really introduce it.
I don't have one. Yeah, no.
We workshopped a couple. It's gone through a couple reiterations.
Send us a text or DM or some sort of frequency telling us your thoughts about it.
Yeah. So we have, it was Heart Talk was one of them.
But that was taken. So I had a lot of great ideas.
You did. There was also, Take It or Leave It, which we workshopped.
But someone else has that.
Right.
So it's mostly just other people also had the same ideas as me.
So we're unoriginal. Is what you're saying.
Just me.
It me. I'm unoriginal.
But we thought we would start the first podcast out with getting to know each other because we're so fun.
And that just seemed appropriate since some of you might not know who we are. Of you do, though. Because if we get, people we don't know right off the bat,
then we're doing something right.
We are.
Jinx.
I was gonna throw out some other names. If you guys do have any names at the end of this pod, please feel free to shout it out at us.
Yell it.
Like, if we don't hear it, we're not entering it into our brains. So it better be loud.
So make sure
and proud.
You yell it.
Yep. Carly, do you want to go first on a question?
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, so here's what's up.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask each other. We have, 10 questions, but we're just going to feel it out.
Yeah, we don't really know how long 10 questions
will
take.
So we thought we would switch back and forth and learn our voices. Maybe that's really the point of this podcast, is so you can differentiate who's who.
Yeah, it did take, a couple pods, I've found.
Does it?
I don't know.
Especially
if it's two girls. It takes me a bit.
Because all girls sound the same? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, misogynist.
It's not even that. It's just
I'm kidding.
Especially if we're in Orange County, everybody talks with the same intonations. Everybody's oh, yeah.
Disclaimer, I didn't actually mean that. That was a joke.
That's Carly's humor. In case you're wondering.
So I'm the misogynist here. Yeah. My humor is making fun of women.
You misogynist, you! That's Carly being funny. Everyone. Even if it sounds aggressive.
Is my humor really aggressive?
No, it's not.
Okay, chillin'. Cool.
Okay, cool.
I believe you. Okay, so I'm gonna ask the first question.
We also have not told each other what these questions are, so this is the real honest answers.
Yeah, just to be vulnerable for a second kind of scares me, because I'm not the best, on my...
You're like a prepper.
I am.
You're probably already trying to sneak some...
I was not.
You were.
I may be a prepper, but I am not a cheater.
All right.
I ain't no cheater, I promise.
Okay.
Okay. Well, my first question is... I don't know what order. They're all such good ones.
Start off with a funny one.
Okay.
Do you have any funny ones?
Don't be mean.
I was just wondering. I wasn't sure the vibe you were going for.
Maybe. Not really.
Oh. Jeez.
Don't be like that. I think our questions are going to really, I was saying this earlier, show who we are. Because Devin's are all going to be really creative and funny, and mine are going to be tell me about your deepest, darkest memory.
It's going to end up with me crying.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the most interesting fact that you know?
In general? About anything in the world?
Yeah.
Oh.
What was that?
I got really excited.
Okay, I'm into it.
Because I'm really into sea otters.
That's
and I went
new.
To,
That's
no,
a new.
No, it's been a long-seated passion. I don't even know if that's
secret.
How you use that.
She's keeping
passion.
Secrets from me.
I know, I'm sorry. I look up videos in my spare time. But
do you really?
I got really excited about the Monterey Bay Aquarium this one year, and I went. And
how old were you? Is this recent?
This is recent.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. Maybe 2 years ago. And I got to pet otter fur. Not a real otter. They just had, a sample of the fur. And it was so different from other fur I'd ever felt.
How so?
Because, there's a million hairs per square inch on an otter.
How'd you know that? Wait, what?
That was a fact I read.
Where?
at the Monterey Bay Aquarium because you could feel the difference between the different furs, like wolf fur or like.
You also felt
wolf. Yeah, they had like different ones, or they had like fake fur, and then they had like otter fur, and I understand now why they were hunted down. I do. Oh, no. Because they're so soft, and they would probably be so warm, and they're like waterproof.
Right.
Automatically. So anyways, that's my random
fact. Wow, that was a stunner.
I love otters, guys.
Thank you for choosing that answer.
If I could be anyone, I would be an otter.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Any specific otter?
Luna.
Yeah, yeah.
From the Monterey Aquarium.
I saw that
Scooter
one.
Seemed pretty cool, too. Shout out to both of them.
Oh, I'd be Scooter.
Yeah, you would.
Scooter describes
me. Luna was freed into the wild. I watched a whole video on her. It was beautiful.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thanks for that question. Really, that's really good.
Thanks for letting us into that part of you.
Anytime, anytime. Okay, I don't know what I just touched. So this is a question that I thought of on my drive over here.
I'm like scared for yours. It's not like a fun thing for me.
Okay, you ready? This one's really deep.
No, I'm not ready. It's not really deep.
How long do you go without washing your Hydro Flask or other canteen that you hold water in?
Was this specific to me?
No.
Because
I thought about it.
I honestly think I've washed my clean canteen. Okay, well, here. Okay, hear me out. Okay. So, have I put it in the washing machine regularly? Yes.
Oh.
But mine's, like, skinny and tall.
Okay.
And the, like, spout doodad guy.
Do you have a swell?
No, I have a, but it's kind of like that. Okay. Like, the top is small.
# not an ad.
Yeah, not sponsored, even though I was telling someone that, like, I get jokes on the daily about how my whole life is sponsored, and it's, like, half wrong. It's, like, half of it, like.
You're like, it's half true.
But, like, all of my skin products, all of my, like, random things that were. Anyway,
you're sponsored.
Like, having like a moment.
A sponsored child.
Anyway. Oh my god, sponsor me. Give me monthly money.
Yeah.
# sugar daddy.
Yes.
I'm done. I'm sorry. I regret that. So, too true. Too close to home. So, what was I? Where
Hydro
was.
Hydro Flask washing.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's the thing. It's like it's skinny.
Off-brand washing.
No, what? It's a real brand. I think it's clean. It's the Milkbox one. Not brand. TM. But, so anyway, so you have to stick a thing inside that goes down and scrubs. Have I ever done that in the course of 3 years owning this? Two years? Like, absolutely
never.
Not.
Never.
And so now I don't use it because it's dirty down there.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, that's a really personal question. But I do, for the record, I'm not gross because I did, when I was using it all the time, regularly put it in the washing machine.
Okay.
So, like, some of it was getting washed in a sense. But yep. I did reach out asking someone, like, can I use your scrubby doodad guy? And because I didn't really want to go get my own, which is a very me thing to do, just mooch.
You're just trying to sponsor. You're just trying to get sponsored again. Like, you're like, hey, can you just give me it, and I'll just say it was sponsored.
I'll post about it.
I'll post about it, and then we're good, right?
Yeah, so.
Okay. That was real. That was good.
So.
I mean, I just thought about it because mine was rolling around in my car today, and I have, like, a Camelback.
Do you wash it?
Like, once a week, but.
Oh, really?
Like, maybe.
That's not what maybe I expected once a week. From
I know.
You.
Not, but. Like, in that week, it probably gets really grody because I'll leave it in the car. Like, I only ever put water in it.
Thank God, thank God.
But it's also, like, the straw kind where you sip it. So, you're like, that mouthpiece could be, like, anywhere
dirty,
if
dirty.
It's rolling in my car, if
you
it's
know
in
where
my
your
bag.
Mouth
yeah, I guess a lot of places once my bottle is rolled around in my car for a little bit. So,
I don't judge.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wash mine a little bit more regularly than you would expect.
Okay.
But that's only because it accrues probably, like, 10 times more because I just
but
throw
I kind
it
of
places.
Actually doubt that. I think everyone's kind of just a dirty.
Yeah, it's true. I actually think we might be, like, building up antibodies as we drink out of those things, even if we're drinking purified water. I'm like, but you know where, like, all of the things have been?
Yes.
Everywhere.
Okay, so I'm going to ask another one. Sorry,
okay, cool.
That was a long rant.
Yeah, sorry. It was a good question, though.
Okay, so this one I'm excited about, though. Okay. If I'm going to be honest here.
I'm ready.
If there was an Olympics for everyday activities, what activity would you have a good chance at winning a medal in?
Shot putting.
Wait, what?
100%.
What is that?
It's like where you throw the disc thing. Like you wind
That's
up.
That's an everyday activity.
Throw the disc. Oh, you want an everyday, like, what do I do every day that would be Olympic?
No, if the Olympics was just life.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood the question. My bad.
I probably read it weird.
No, I probably just misunderstood it because I was like half distracted because I heard Olympics and I was like, I know what my answer is.
But that is the one you choose out of real Olympics?
Yeah, because I don't think I can do anything else.
I really think that I really deeply, I'm sorry, it's not my question this time, but I very deeply feel like, actually, I had two the other day.
Wow.
One is Olympic, the other's not. But I deeply feel like I would be good at that stick thing where you jump.
The pole vaulting.
Yeah. The other thing is I just genuinely feel like I was made to make ceramics.
Wow.
Like, don't you think I just would be good at that randomly?
Yeah, I think you would. I do.
And Jordan Larson agreed.
I think you'd have, like, you have the passion and, like, the patience. The patience is key.
Am I right?
Because there's a lot of processing in that process.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all about the process.
Yeah, you are.
That's me. Okay, so your question, anyway.
Oh, right. Wait, am I answering your question still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What everyday experience? I love that we, like, picked really classic Olympic things we'd be good at. Like, yeah. Those were, like, definitely Greek.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And did you know speaking, I think, was a Greek thing for the Olympics? Like, speech debates?
I think that we would both be very good at that.
I think we'd just be really good at, like,
solid
therapy sessions.
Silver medal for me.
Like, I think the majority of my day is spent counseling other people.
So then you think that?
I think I could be an Olympic counselor. With zero training in counseling.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel really...
I would give that to you.
Thank you.
Like, I...
Thank you.
Pretty hardly back that, yeah.
Thanks.
Hardly
I can be
yes
really,
way.
Really good at listening when I try to be.
No,
clearly
you're
not
good
in that
listener.
Question. Well, yeah.
On that yeah. question, I was stealing your thunder. I was over here trying to answer it myself.
Yeah, you don't listen. Just kidding.
Okay.
I love you. Okay,
That's
my question.
That's like a big deal for
my
me.
Question. What, that you don't listen?
Yeah, I just, like, because I just want to listen to people. I want people to feel known.
But you're, like, trying to relate already in your head. You're like, oh, I get you.
No,
here's why, here's why.
I think I'm kind of a narcissist.
Oh, we're all narcissists.
We can
so
put that
fine.
On a different one.
Yeah, it's a different podcast. Am I a narcissist?
Okay.
Because I am, 100%.
Me too, I think.
I think it's a four thing. Anyways, oh, not that was four. Leading into one of my questions. What is your Enneagram so the people know?
Oh, okay, well... So, I don't know. Because I do genuinely think I'm a three
mm-hmm.
with, like, a pretty strong four wing.
Yeah.
But I have heard from many people that know me that I am a four, which is a very four thing, I feel like, for me to be like, I'm not a four, you know?
Yeah. Also because you're a narcissist.
Yeah. And I just want to be... But narcissism is a three characteristic, too, when we're unhealthy.
Is it? Because yeah. I always felt like I'm a 4-2 for the people.
You're a 4 wing 2?
Wing 3.
When we're the same.
You might be opposite of me.
I think so, yeah.
You might be. Because I think that your wing is pretty strong. Like,
because I'm moody. That's the thing that,
like,
gets people. Everyone is like...
Well, because you're introverted a little bit more than me. So it looks different. Like, because everybody's always surprised that I'm a four because I'm so extroverted, so I'm probably, like, the happiest four they've ever run into because
yeah.
I'm just, like, willing to give you all my positivity.
Yeah.
But then when I'm, like,
but
in
also,
the deep,
I
am, like,
say.
Off the deep end.
Yeah, you, like, hit a low-low sometimes.
I hit a low-low, and I'm, like, it's hard for me
of,
to
like,
get back
like,
out.
I can't look at people, I can't be with people.
Yeah, like, it's an angry low. So
whereas mine is just like a lonely low. I don't know what my low is.
You're like a
I just get irritated, I think.
You're like a hermit. You kinda like
Do you think that happens? See, but I think what actually happens, this is why I think I'm a three,
mm-hmm.
is I go. And I'm like a very much a doer, like a type A get things done. And so I think I hit a point of I like actually physically can't go anymore.
Yeah.
And so that's where I think why I it's like hermiting, but it doesn't last a long time.
No.
Because I'm very like okay, I spent, you know, 7 days nonstop doing everything for everyone.
Yeah.
And then, or that's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then on the seventh day, I'm like, today I will do nothing. And if you text me, I won't respond to you.
And that is where I'm at, people. Yeah. See, my, like, I think I get up, I thought about this, I was like, I think the three in me is the only reason I get up in the mornings. Like, instead of just staying in bed. Going, yeah. Because I, like, have to be motivated. Otherwise, I get in the feelings. And then I get, like, really bad. So if I, like, I think my three, like, my four. Wait, let me say this. Let me say this correctly. So I think I avoid my four.
Right.
As much as possible. Right. So I think people, that's why I get people confused. Well, that's confused. Important to do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I also think just a trick. A trick is sometimes in the morning when I don't want to get out of bed or get up, I physically jump. Out of my bed. Like, I fling my legs out.
Wow.
Like, we will get up. That's, like, what it is. Is
I will be here.
Yeah. I literally was like, and here we go. Like, something in me just, so, pro tip.
Because I read a while ago, like, it's really good to, like, I read somewhere on a blog, probably. It's really good to, like, stretch and give yourself a moment in the morning just to be. And I'm like, if I do that, I will fall back asleep.
Yeah.
And I will be there. Forever.
Well, I am a big believer in, like, after I've lunged myself out of bed.
Out of lunch.
I make coffee and I sit down for an hour almost every morning.
An hour?
Yeah, I get up almost an hour early.
I've been trying to just get 5 minutes outside in
the morning. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I sit in an office. You have that. Anyways. Continuing on.
Okay, so your turn, right?
Or yeah, mine? You give me a question.
Oh, okay.
That's you.
There's so many. Okay. What is the most recent thing that you've done for the first time?
Go to Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was an experience.
She was ranting about that earlier.
I was.
In a very wonderful way.
Here's the thing. Like, I get scared kind of easily, and I don't think people expect that from me. But, like, I just have, like, very...
It's not
that
I'm, like... In a jumpy way?
I'm just... Yeah, I'm very, like, movement-oriented in my... scare.
Right.
So, like, it's not even that my mind has even caught up to the fact that I'm being scared. I just recoil and, like, jump so much that people think I'm, like, genuinely terrified.
Yeah.
But I'm not emotionally terrified. I'm just very, like,
reactive.
Yeah. Like, my reflexes are, like, on overdrive.
Yeah.
So I went on the Harry Potter ride and I had an experience. I had an encounter with a Dementor.
Existential crisis.
And I was like, oh my god, these books that I've been reading so much about, and I was like, wow, I think I'm a Gryffindor. I was like, I don't think so. I don't. I had this, like...
Well, but you've never been faced with it, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But, like, I think Harry just stood at him.
Well, Harry was one of a kind. He was touched he who shall not be named right in the beginning.
Yeah, that's true. So he had some weird wizardry about him from the start. He was also a wizard, so he... technically had an ability I didn't have in that moment, even if I pretended. So there's that, but that was an experience. And then there's this whole other backstory to this Universal experience that maybe I should divulge about. But
I haven't heard this part.
Yeah, this is new. So I'm going to be really fast because I've been getting really good at telling it. But essentially, Hollywood Horror Nights, that's the thing. Yeah, Hollywood Horror Nights, HHN was what the locals referred to it. That was happening as we were leaving the park. And just to give you guys a clear visual, I went on the last ride with a bleeding finger because I hit my hand on something during the ride.
Baby.
And so I hit my hand and I like kind of saw it was it's a small cut, you guys. It's a very small cut. But it was like, you know, like on your finger where things just like bleed.
Yeah.
And so I was like putting a lot of pressure on it because we were getting on the ride. So I was putting a lot of pressure on it and hoping it wasn't like bleeding all over me. So I get out the ride. Blood. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, there's blood definitely like coming down my arm. So we had to go to the restroom. And so we're trying to go to the restroom and Universal was all like, No, you cannot go to the restroom. You have to have a wristband because you're not a part of Hollywood Horror Nights. So you got to go all the way back to the upper lot. We're like, okay, I'm bleeding, but I'm glad that you won't let me wash my hands.
Who are these people?
I don't know, but there were words. So we went up to the upper lot. They wouldn't let us go to the bathroom at the upper lot, even though I'm still bleeding.
You should just put your blood on them.
I know, right? I was like, what if I had a disease?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Right? They would be done. They would be done. What if I wasn't vaccinated as a child?
I almost said a hypochondriac, but what is the one where you bleed a lot? Hepidermiac?
Oh,
Hemodermin?
Hemodermin. I don't know.
I'm straight up making things up.
Yeah, we're just making things up.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Anyways, hypochondriac? No.
That's what I said.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. That's not it. That's like when you're scared of everything.
I'm just, yeah, I don't remember.
We get sick all the time. I don't know. We just say it sometimes. But anyways, so we try to go to guest relations. They won't let us at guest relations because they're funneling people in. Like, so we go, where does a girl pee and where does a girl wash her hands or get a Band-Aid?
Yeah.
So we go all the way to the police station at the City Walk, and we're like, they've got to have a Band-Aid. Right. So we get in the elevator, and it's three of us, and then there's a guy that's been in the elevator. So we go in, and it has, like, labels, and it was, like, one of the labels was, like, City Walk Management, where my friend, who's a little bit more confrontational than me, she was like, oh, do we have words for City Walk Management? I mean, let me tell you. And the guy behind us goes, well, lay them on me. What do you got? And we look, and he's got, like, an official badge and, like, is a tall dude and, like, got, like, the whole thing, like, the uniform. And we're like,
Did you lay it on him?
We did. We did. She was like, I am in it at this point. But first we were like, do you know where a bathroom is? Like, we're trying to find a bathroom. Yeah. And he's like, absolutely. I know. Like, yeah, let me let you in there. We go into the secret bathroom. It was great. And then he's like, I'll be right out here to hear what's going on. And we're like, okay. So we go back outside. I tell him the whole story, how we wouldn't go to the bathroom, blah, 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 how I'm still bleeding. He's like, oh my gosh, you're bleeding. Yeah, we're going to call somebody for that. I'm like, well, I don't want, like, a stretcher or anything. I just need a Band-Aid. Gosh, I wish. Just need a Band-Aid. And he's like, totally got it. Don't worry. Shirley's going to call for you. Sweet Shirley. Guest relations. Shout out to you, lady. And to John. Sweet John. What a guy. So anyways, he hears the whole story. Right. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. This is, like, so not okay. Like, that's ridiculous that they would not let you go to the bathroom.
It's true.
Like, you paid to be in that park. Yelp, and we're like, yeah. Out the yeah, way. Yeah, I know. So the EMT comes over to me.
Okay.
And he has this huge kit. Like, it's bigger than my torso.
Nice, this nice. Kit.
And it's, like, orange, and he's, like, a nicely built dude. Very attractive. And I'm,
that,
like...
That was gonna be my next question.
Yeah, no, he was good. He was looking
he
fine.
He was good.
He was good. And I'm, like, immediately flushed because I'm embarrassed, and I'm, like, turning red, and I'm, like, you're really attractive, and also, oh my gosh, I am literally having an EMT dress my little pinky finger right now. Weird.
But
anyways,
you may have found love.
I may have found love.
So what
he did ask my name. I don't know if that's protocol, but I feel good about that. And then he had a security guard with him, and they were like, do you want to form a complaint? And I was like, no, guys.
Dude, next
I
time just you, like, want... is my number also a part of protocol?
They did take my license, so I feel like I'm on some record. Like, if I complain again, they're gonna be like, oh, she can't be in the park.
Yeah.
Something's gonna happen. And I was like, no, I don't want to complain. I just really needed a Band-Aid, and nobody had one. So then Sweet John hooks us up because of our experience with drink vouchers and meal vouchers for Margaritaville, where they made us reservation, and Scott, the manager, escorted us over there. And then they gave us, like, valet, like, tickets.
I should complain more.
I just felt like we felt taken care of.
Good.
And so my Universal experience did not get ruined by my finger bleeding and us not being able to pee.
Good.
So that was good. That was good. So they worked hard. Shout out to them. Yeah. That's my new thing.
Well, we love Universal.
We love Universal now. We appreciate people who take the time to listen. And I also appreciate free vouchers for anything.
And
cute EMTs. Yeah. So overall, that was a new experience for me.
At Lee Lizotte. Just in case he's listening.
At Parker Johnson.
Wink, wink. Oh. Well, he's your brother.
Yeah, he's my brother.
Don't be weird.
I was trying to be weird. Don't I was make just it like, weird. I know a lot of EMTs now, guys.
Yeah, we do.
But none of them were Justin.
It's true.
Okay, my turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like we should, like, switch at some point, like, maybe our next podcast, and be like, hey, what was that one question that you asked me that you want to answer?
Oh, yeah, let's switch them. Keep your questions.
Okay, I'll keep them. Okay, do you believe in ghosts and or aliens?
Okay, so here's the deal. I don't know. I, like, initially want to be like, no, don't be dumb. But then I'm kind of like, but let's not be dumb here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's not be ignorant.
Yes.
We don't know what's out there.
Do I believe in, like, Area 51 and some interesting-ish going on there?
Yeah.
And for sure, I think, like, I don't know what I would label them as, but there's definitely something more than us. Ghost-wise, you can't see the air quotes, but they're happening.
Yeah, they are.
So, like, I don't know what you want to call it. Like, could be, like, spiritual. It could be, like,
it's a little
ghost.
Yeah, a little demonic stuff. A little
but also...
spirit.
But, yeah, who am I to say? I'm not a ghost.
I guess maybe a ghost. I think of a ghost as, like, somebody's past haunting, or somebody that's still around, or that died and is still around, like, lingering. Yeah, do you believe in that?
I want to.
Okay.
Because
it was earnest.
Interesting AF.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
And so, yeah, I want to, for sure. Okay. Same with aliens, though. I would love, with all my heart, to believe that there's, like, a different sort of being out there that, like, wants to figure us out. Like, we want to figure them out.
I hope somebody's just, like, I hope there's just some aliens, like, watching us and, like, what are their little
experiments. But this, I think, wonder, like, okay, so the whole narcissism thing, makes me think of this. Is like, I'm so excited for something to be, like, observing me. Like, show me.
Like, under a microscope, you're like, what am I doing now
that
you're
interested in? I genuinely am. And then sometimes I think, like, oh, my God, is this the Truman Show? Like, is the whole world watching me? And then I think, oh, my God, shut up. It's not all about you.
Yeah, I feel that.
Anyway, good question.
Thank you. I was, like,
getting a little Steven Spielberg. I want to ask you back, but, like, I'm going to wait because we'll get
there. That's fine.
Okay, so how many more should we do?
What's our time here? We just didn't plan a time. We don't know how this podcast is gonna go for.
This one's kind of a trial run.
It is. Are but we're 26 minutes in.
So, like, so we two more? Yeah. One question each?
Yeah, it depends on how short they are.
Okay,
yeah,
so what are your top three favorite things to talk about?
Oh, good. I like this. I'm gonna say movies.
Yeah, true.
Movies for you.
Slash theater or is
that... Yeah, it's like slash theater, okay. I would say. That's probably top. Second, probably... I do really enjoy Enneagram, like, personality stuff. Like, that's a really good topic of convo for me.
This one's kind of a hard question, I
think. It kind of is, because, like, I definitely talk about plays and movies the most.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, and most of the time it's to, like, a deaf audience. Like,
yeah,
they're like,
what?
I don't know who you're talking about right now. And I'm like, is it weird that I, like, have these names of actors just rolling around in my head?
Like, I've been on the other side of you talking about stuff, and I think the wonder part of it is, like, there's such a fascination with how you feel about the theater and about movies that it makes it, like, I could kind of care less, like, who you're specifically talking about.
Right.
It's the fact of, like, where your heart is in it and, like, how much
how
it brings you to life. Yeah, that's fair. Worth it.
That's fair.
Not to be, like, I don't care what you care.
But it's obviously a passion for me.
Yeah.
So it's, like,
that part is exciting.
Yes, I agree. So then Enneagram stuff would probably be kind of along the same lines, probably because I'm a little narcissist. But also I think because I'm an extrovert and, like, I'm just, like, a lot.
Yeah, you just want to know about people.
I want to know about people. I really do. So there's that. And then...
I'm going to let you answer.
Oh. I really like sharing stories about, like, friends. Like, I like being like, oh my gosh, you guys listen to the story about my friend, or, like, their friend did this one thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I talk about that a lot, but I don't know that that's, like, a category.
Like, my third one for you, I was going to say, is, like, travel / England, Europe. Like, you do talk about seeing the world and taking the world in a lot.
Yes, I do.
Whether that be travel or just, like, seeing things around you.
Yeah, I think I often tend to, like, I will stop a lot, like, mid-conversation and be like, you guys, look at the clouds.
Yeah.
Like,
very
whoa. You know?
Yeah.
Or, like, guys, watch this person. They're doing this really weird thing. Like, I'm constantly in that state. Like, which is why I think it's really bad for me to have deep conversations with people that don't happen in my jacuzzi, where, like, there's nothing to distract me.
Where you can't, yeah.
Or, like, on my couch.
Well, I was thinking, for someone who is very present, I feel like, in conversations, you're very observant. Like, the balance of you're listening to someone, but you're also taking in everything else is, like, it's quite a treasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should be proud
of that. I'm gonna devote that to Sherlock Holmes.
I
just want to be him.
Okay.
And, like, literally, like, anytime I watch that show, I, like, pick up a new trick on observations about people. And also Lie to Me. I was obsessed with Lie to Me. And it was, like, all about this guy who could, like, he was a human truth detector. He could literally decipher 37 muscles in your face and tell if you were lying or not. That. No, it's awesome. We're going to watch an episode.
Okay.
We're going to, yeah, well, it was rough on his daughter, let me tell you that.
Right?
But, like, it brings up a really interesting point. Like, if you know someone's lying, like, but you don't know what they're lying about. Like, are they lying to cover someone right. up? Like, what's the truth, you know? But it's really interesting because it's like, when's the lie worth it? You know? It's really interesting. Anyways, different crazy. Thought process.
Okay, my turn. Me. Woo.
Okay.
All the noises coming out of me. Mm-hmm. I want a separate podcast of just all my noises.
You know, we can record those on here. We can just create our own sounds.
Oh, perfect.
We're just going to add them in randomly. You're welcome, everybody. Okay. What place or places holds the most fond memories?
Oh, dang it.
I know. You got to take stock.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Like, a few things came to mind. Which, like, surprised me a little bit, I think.
Okay.
What places, like, currently?
Yeah. Like, what are you thinking fondly about the most right now? Like, where
right
is that
now.
Place?
So it's not so much, like, nostalgic.
No, yeah, just, like, something that you've been, like...
Just loving.
Yeah, like, it could be, like a place related. Like, it is a little nostalgic because it's, like, you're not in that place right now. Okay. Up to you. It's interpretation.
Hard one.
But I like your sweater.
I do too, actually.
It's great.
I don't know. What am I thinking a lot about? I don't know.
Ooh, I've stumped you.
You have?
Wow. Do you want me to pick a different one while you wait?
Yeah.
Okay. This one's gonna really shift, though.
Oh, okay, so let me answer this then.
Okay.
Just like a fast, this is not like
just it's like the first thing that you thought of.
Literally, the first thing I thought of was like the house I grew up in.
Oh,
when you
wow.
said that, which for me is a weird thing because it wasn't my dad's house,
right?
Which it was like the little house on Keller
mm-hmm.
in Santa Ana or Costa Mesa, whatever that was.
Yeah,
but I remember in the fall, so we lived on a street where it was, like, not a cul-de-sac, but our street was, like, a curve. So it was, like, you curve through ours to get to someone else's.
Okay.
And both sides of the street had just, like, pretty, like, trees that mm-hmm. kind of covered the walkway part.
Okay.
And I, have a really distinct memory of being, like, a really little kid, you know? Like, walking down that street in fall and just, like... being mesmerized by the trees and by the wind kind of like blowing through the trees. And so that's what came to mind was
like that. That's great.
So maybe it's that feeling that I'm longing for more mm-hmm. so than the place.
Right.
Because like Keller wasn't my favorite place, if we're being honest. But like the feeling of being like an independent little kid,
mm-hmm.
having this moment with a place that seemed so beautiful to me.
Yes.
And just being mesmerized by it. Like, that feeling. Yes.
Wow, I like that a lot.
I hope that made sense.
Yeah, that makes great
It's hard
sense.
To articulate when you just get a memory. You're like,
you're
I don't
like,
really...
This is my memory. I hope everyone relates.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Leave.
Okay, I have one more question for both of us.
Okay, I'm chilling.
Okay. Mm. How often do you fart in public versus private?
Honestly, I, like, don't fart in public. Not
like, just because you're holding it in or because you're, like, you're just not thinking about it. Like, are you intentionally holding farts in public? Or are you like, oh, I just don't. It's not a thing that I notice.
It's not a thing that I notice.
Okay.
I honestly, like, even... Okay, so Kelly's, like, one of my best friends ever, if you don't know her. But she's, like... Her family is all about you fart when you need a fart. So, like, even with her, if I accidentally farted, like, the look on my face of, like... sheer terror that I like did that.
And she's like not fazed.
Yeah, she could not care less. But every time I would be like, I don't know what to do.
Well, it's because you're like almost like you're not an outsider, but you feel like it in that moment. Because everything else in society tells you how dare you fart in someone's presence.
So I don't know, but like it's not that I never fart though.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm gonna be honest.
Well, yeah, everybody farts.
But I'm not a very. But no. Absolutely not in public, but one time... But,
is Kelly public?
One time in 8th grade, I had this teacher. He was a really hard science teacher. Oh, no. Like, he was the worst. I mean, he was a good teacher, but, like, very harsh. And one time I sneezed, farted in class.
Oh!
I literally have been scarred since.
Oh, that's so scary.
And I wasn't a cute 8th grader. Like, I mean, no one is, but...
It was just embarrassing.
It wasn't okay. I was mortified.
Wow.
Like, I'm still uncomfortable thinking about it.
So strange. I know, here, I'll share an embarrassing story, too. Thank God. Since everybody can get to know us. So, one time, I, like, was jumping on the trampoline. And this is, like, the best part about it. And I was, like, with a couple of friends, like, my neighbors. And we were jumping on the trampoline, and we were doing, like, the like, sit, like, the bounce, and then you sit, and then bounce and sit. And one time, I did the bounce, and I sit, and I, like, farted when I sat down. And then I kept farting with each bounce
happened.
And it was so funny, but so embarrassing. I was, like, even when I was with my friends, I was, like, I didn't try to do that.
I can't handle that. I have stories that come up from that for other people, but I'm, like, oh, I can't say that.
It's somebody else's story.
I'm like, one time, my friend.
You're like, I can't do that. Can't call them out like that. No. But I think I'm more aware, to answer the original question, I'm more aware of, like, holding in farts in public than, like, I just don't think about it in private, you know? Like, you're just like,
oh yeah, that's a problem, is, like, I don't think about it.
But then I overthink about it in public, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is so much. Like, I don't get anxiety about it, but I just overthink it. So then I'm like, do I just fart this much in general? Like, what's going on, you know? When you're just, like,
keto for a second, so.
Yeah. Keto was not good for me.
Yeah, we've learned. Another podcast, another time.
Another podcast, we'll talk about, apparently, all my food sensitivities. But, you know, those probably play a role.
Yeah, I believe it.
Be honest about that. But it's fine.
But we should finish. I have more questions, so we should do this again one day. Yeah, and then switch, too.
I like that a lot.
I'm into it.
Okay.
Hopefully this wasn't so long.
No, I think it's all right. I think we just, you know, we probably maxed our audience. Okay, we're at, like, 37 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, guys, thanks for sticking in there if you have.
Seriously. You know so much about us.
You do. I hope you get to hear this sooner than later.
You're, like, our third musketeer.
Yeah. But, like, a big group, like an amoeba of musketeers.
I don't know, because they're each individuals listening to it.
That's true. So they're not thinking about other people.
Because they're all narcissists. It's just about you.
It's all about you.
Honestly, that might be our next podcast. I think we should talk about it. It's really been on my mind.
Yeah, so stay tuned to talk about narcissism and maybe some selfishness.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
With us and how we've been treated, too.
Yeah. So that's that. Anyways, thanks so much, friends.
You're the best.
It's been a pleasure. Carly and Devin, we out.
Bye. Hey, we just wanted to do a quick shout out to Prince of Eden for making our beautiful intro song.
We love it. We literally threw like 5 words at him, none of which made any sense in the context that we threw them at him, and he made us a beautiful, beautiful intro that just suits us so perfectly.
I think so.
So if you want to check out more of his stuff, this isn't actually most of his usual stuff. A lot of it is very deep and beautiful music. And he's at Prince of Eden Official, and you can find him on Spotify or iTunes. He also has a concert coming up December 19th.
Didn't know it, but now you do.
I have tickets to it, so you're welcome.
You can also look him up on Instagram with that same name. Exactly. You can find me on Instagram at Carly Bo Barley, and
you can find me on Instagram at Devin Anne, A-N-N-E, 2015. Probably going to change that at some point, but, you know, graduation year is really impressive. Everybody knows it. It's a classic. And also, I do my own magazine at wowsmagazine.com, and we will hopefully have a new Instagram for this delightful podcast adventure soon. So stay tuned for that, and thank you so much for listening.
You're the best. Bye.
Bye.